From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A traveling music education program inspired by John Lennon swung through South Florida last week. The bus-turned recording studio on wheels tries to promote peace. Local teenagers told WLRN's Jessica Bakeman that message is as urgent as ever.
It's 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, but students at Hialeah Gardens High School aren't in class. Instead, 3,000 teens are standing around on the football field, talking and laughing while their teachers corral them into the shape of a peace sign. A photographer is perched high above them on a cherry picker, and drones are circling, also capturing the scene. The kids kinda sorta know why they're here.
Well, today we're making the peace sign, but I don't know what for, but like...
Oh my God, the John Lennon.
Oh yeah, the John Lennon buzz.
Legend.
Lennon. He was from the Beatles. He was one of the singers.
Wow. He was here.
No, he died.
As the morning wanes on, students will have a chance to see the John Lennon educational tour bus. The vehicle travels the country 10 and a half months a year with three engineers who live on board. It visits schools like this one, giving kids a chance to play musical instruments, record in a studio, write original songs, and even star in a professionally shot music video. Its organizers also teach about the messages in Beatles songs, like Peace. These students, born two decades after John Lennon's death, might not recognize his famous song, Imagine, if you played it for them. But they do know what it's like to yearn for a world without violence.
We just want peace in our world. That's what I'm looking for.
That's Yvette Smith. She's a sophomore here at Hialeah Gardens High. What she wants is simple, an end to gun violence.
My cousin got shot, actually. It was a big impact on me. Honestly, like I said, we need to have peace in this country because like all this shooting needs to stop, needs to come to a stop.
Did your cousin survive?
No. My cousin died last year. I think our school can make a difference in a way. With this peace sign, maybe it'll bring like open eyes to other people. I think it'll open eyes.
I mean, I really don't see how a picture's going to make a change, to be honest.
Jeremiah Clements isn't as hopeful as his friend about what they'll accomplish with their human peace sign. He's a senior, and he, too, has been hurt by gun violence. He recently moved to Hialeah from Liberty City. He says guns are the problem.
When I used to live in my old neighborhood, I had saw somebody get shot in the head, and it was really bad. Like, my life has been very traumatic. Like, you know, like every time I hear a gunshot, I get scared. And, you know, like every time I hear like something like that's really loud, I get scared, you know. I just feel like our world would be much safer without guns.
It's by design that students are having these conversations. The people who drive the bus around the country say kids make lots of connections to their own lives when they hear about John Lennon and the Beatles. Lennon was killed by a gun, and he struggled with the U.S. immigration system. Brian Rothschild is co-founder of the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus.
A lot of the things he talked about, he sang about, and fought for are, unfortunately, in many cases, still very relevant today.
When the bus stopped in Hialeah Gardens last week, educators related Lennon's immigration battle to the current political fight over Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Students drew pictures to express how they felt the immigration system should work in this country. It wasn't all so heavy, though. The kids also got to try their hand at a little bit of rock and roll.
All come together right now.
A few days later, the Lennon bus has moved on to Miami Beach Senior High School. In the parking lot there, I find college sophomore Kalila Taylor and her classmates warming up in their van.
We're from Florida State University. We're Fox a cappella, Tallahassee, Florida.
They're here for an a cappella festival, culminating in a Saturday night showcase. The Lennon bus commissioned a new version of the Beatles song Come Together for the closing number. India Carney from The Voice is on the solo. Oh, don't worry if you missed the show. The University of Miami's a cappella group recorded a version on the Lennon bus. Soon, their music video will be on YouTube. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.